Because see, in this hallway, we have a little heater closet back in here. You see, the bath kind of falls in back of the hallway. I think he kind of missed the hallway in there. All right, wouldn't make a lot of difference.
Well, you've got a den in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And used to be, instead of having a den in the living room, you had two rooms, but one would only be used for special occasions. Did you ever have that?
Well, no, I don't, no, we just had it this way, we call it den and living room. Oh, you mean years ago when they used to have the, what you call the parlor or something like that? Well, I remember they did have that at home. Of course, that was what we, of course, they called it the parlor, and then they called it the sitting room or something like that. That's what we used to have years ago in smaller houses. But in this particular area, we didn't have a lot of fine homes in this area. We have a few, and a good many of them burned over the years, you know, people, but of course Darren itself burned in 1863, and but we haven't had a lot of fine homes in this area, and I never lived, this is the nicest home I ever lived in.
Certainly nice enough.
Well, we think so, and if you had to rebuild it now, I'd hate to tell you what, you'd have to break a bank to build it now if you knew what material we put in it and so forth and all like that. I hate to think about the cost of it now. Well, I don't think about it, but the house is really well built, and as I say, of course, I cut my trees and had the trees sawn and so forth and all. In other words, people figured I was trying to save money. Well, I did save a little money in a way, but this house is built just like a government post office. I had some, well, I finally had some men from Sea Island to do the finishing up work. Well, they did the work. I had to get my carpenters and all from over there. And one man told me he had worked on Sea Island for 8 years, and he said there wasn't a house on Sea Island that was constructed any better than this. We used copper here around every window. We used copper like it was tar paper. We built it just like a government post office. Yeah, you don't even see copper put in buildings. Now they have this paper copper, you know, imitation copper and all like that, and all. Every window in here has got copper rolled around with sheet copper. And they say, we spent money like we were bank robbers. I'll stop now.
Okay, the room upstairs over here?
Yeah, that's the bedroom, the three bedrooms. I had the two girls, it was two bedrooms and then one extra bedroom, but I had the two daughters for the bedrooms upstairs.
There was three bedrooms upstairs and one downstairs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call the room?
Well, that's just a storage room, just storage.
And what kind of stuff do you keep in there? What do you call the stuff you keep?
Well, we have a few extra beds and a few pillows and suitcases, and I did keep a lot of my old books in there when I was doing my office work and all. I used this den as my office when I was with Gulf people because I had... Yeah, I did most of my work at home, and I use that part as my office. As you can see, some of the stuff still back there. But storage room, just whatever odds and ends. Of course, when the architect first built it, he said it'd be a nice sewing room for my wife or something like that, you know, make a nice little room. But we were a little, weren't as well off then as we are now. We even had the water pipes running there so we could make a little apartment upstairs if we needed to, or something like when the man ran it. But fortunately, we got by, and thankful.
Do you ever collect any kind of stuff up there that you eventually throw away?
Well, we do. My wife is pretty good on throwing away, and we do try to throw away because I don't know anything particular that we throw away. We do have things, and we have, you know, extra furniture, and of course we have been fortunate in as much as we have people that we can give things to, you know, and so forth, and all like that. For instance, we have this colored girl, a lady, to me, she's a lady. She was here today. Her mother worked with us, and she comes here 2 days a week and helps us, and she's a nice person, and she lives just three blocks over here, and she's got family and children, so sometimes we'd give her an old bed, sometimes we'd give her some chairs, and all of my grandchildren and whatnot, we have plenty of clothes to give her, and it all helps out. It's not that we use that, we pay her straight pay, but we, you know, that just goes along, you know.